The Cass County Board of Supervisors met today for their regularly scheduled meeting to discuss multiple agendas. They first met with Lindsay Wilson, who is requesting $500 for the Family Crisis Center in Council Bluffs. They provide services in Cass County for victims of violent crimes and have helped a number of local residents this year.
But like I said, we travel to all 12 local sites.
So you don't have any time that you are actually scheduled to be in Cass County? You only come here?
We don't have an office here, no. So we come here just for legal proceedings.
Have you been in the victim's home then?
Yeah, we meet with them at their home. If they have, you know, law enforcement interviews or need to come in for trial prep or something like that, then we come here with them, obviously.
The services that they provide are different from the usual office visits, as they will come to your house to talk with you, meet on the phone, or just even a video call.
But our services, we're just different. We are able to go to that person's home. We're able to kind of meet them where they're at and help them kind of determine what they need. So we just have a little bit more flexibility to help them on a more personal level and just with other things they might need as far as the grief process, you know. Finding resources to kind of get them set up to get them through whatever.
The supervisors wanted further information on how the $500 amount was brought up for the funding and how they can get further information on the request.
So it kind of varies. I'm not sure who decided what amount would be from each county. But I do know that they kind of based it and adjusted based off what services we were providing to each county.
Wilson's request has been taken under advisement and will be considered in the near future. In other news, the board approved a 2022-23 urban renewal project, as well as allocating ARPA funds to the Hitchcock House in Lewis for repairs that totaled $47,932. This historic building has received improvements in the past, and they are looking to continue to make those repairs on the building on the south side. I'm Zach Collins reporting.